Hey guys, this is Daniel Wild, and I want to talk to you guys about flow. And the topic I want to share with you guys is how do we build flow inside our teams? And you know, the first thing I see is just to actually see. You know, you have to visualize what you're doing. And most people, when I start talking to people, oh, let's build a task board, let's try to visualize what we are doing, and people start thinking about new processes, and you know, they start thinking about new stuff to be done, new stuff to, you know, let's try that tool, let's try this approach. And my first tip about this building flow process, you know, just measure what you know and measure what you have. Just visualize the current flow. By doing that, you're going to be able to see the bottlenecks you have on your system. And don't start changing anything at this moment. Just try to visualize. And then you're going to check and see, oh, I have this bottleneck here. I'm seeing that we have 10 items, 10 tasks to be approved. But then you're going to check that you don't have control about the pace that tasks are approved, because your customer only have 2 times a week where he's going to check what's happened and he's going to try to approve stuff. Okay, so you have 2 options. First option is you can try to produce less so you don't have too many things waiting for approval, or you can try to talk to your customer so maybe you can change the process of approval instead of the customer trying to figure out what's done and how is it working. Maybe you can change the process to a meeting, you know, so you can do like sort of a showcase where you can tell what's the process is, or maybe you can do some short videos so the customer is aware of what's done and what's not and how it works. So, but the thing is, at the first moment, you just need to visualize, and then you create options. So one of the options is, I'm just going to try to produce less. I have more stuff to do in other projects with other customers, and this one, he's not able to help me. He's not able to change the pace. He's not able to talk to me. So okay for now. So I'm going to leave it for a month, for a couple of weeks, and then I'm going to try to talk to the customer again. But the reaction I'm able to do right now is try to produce less, so I have a little amount of tasks to be approved, you know. So that's one thing, you know. I can try to build this as a policy where, you know, I can have the biggest amount of tasks I can have as approval are 4, you know. And so I can try to limit my work in progress. And so that's another tip, you know, when you start seeking and understanding the bottlenecks, you're going to be able to set some WIP limits, work in progress limits. That's going to help you a lot. So, you know, building flows is all about seeing what's happening right now and checking where is the next bottleneck I want to solve. Seeking for options, so where you can, and try that and you test that. And if it works, you have a new policy. If it doesn't work, you're going to do some sort of a continuous improvement process and try again. And this is continuously, you know. And you work with your team. You don't try to create a policy just for your, you know, because I think this is going to help. Sometimes you have to, because the team is not understanding how to do things, and maybe you can set up like you know, we're gonna work at most for three weeks in some sort of project. So that's one thing, that's a restriction you're giving people, and that's why you are doing that, because you believe this is gonna help the team to have more throughput, you know, because I have less variation of the tasks, so the most gonna take is 3 weeks, and okay, that's the most we're gonna have. We're gonna permit the system to have it, and we're gonna have more things finishing, other than having more things started. So you work with WIP limits to make sure you are finishing stuff. And that's it. That's the first thing I want to talk to you guys. Building Flow Part 1. That's what I call this episode. Okay, guys. Seeing and checking and working on bottlenecks. That's it. See you guys.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.